Hello everyone, welcome to the video series of DPM production of SharePoint Farm. In this first part, we will walk through the user experience of creation of production group for SharePoint Farm. Let's begin by navigating to the SharePoint server. What you see on your screen is Microsoft SharePoint 2013. This SharePoint Farm is configured using Microsoft SQL 2012 in always on mode. Let's now look at the prerequisites which are necessary to begin production of the SharePoint Farm. In order to begin production of the SharePoint Farm, DPM agent needs to be installed on SharePoint server as well as respective SQL servers. SharePoint server also needs to be configured using configure-sharepoint.exe. Enabling SharePoint production using configure-sharepoint.exe helps in enabling Windows SharePoint Services Writer, which is necessary for backup and restore operations. DPM update roll-up 5 brings in the capability of production of SharePoint Farm to Azure. It also brings in the capability of production of SharePoint Farm configured using SQL Always On. Let's move to the DPM server, which has respective prerequisites installed, and begin production of the SharePoint Farm. We are looking at the DPM user interface. Bottom left-hand side of the screen shows various DPM tabs related to common backup and restore scenarios. We are already in the DPM production tab. In order to begin production of the SharePoint Farm, let's click on the new production group and begin production. We are looking at the welcome screen of the Create Production Group wizard, which explains how data production works. We'll move on to the next screen, as during the course of this demo, I'm going to explain in detail how data production works. As we are protecting SharePoint Farm, selecting servers as type of a production group, let's select the SharePoint server for protection. Once a DPM agent is installed on a server, it can be seen in the DPM production group wizard. DPM also shows preview of its structure. For SharePoint, since we run configure-sharepoint.exe, DPM talks with SharePoint VSS Writer and its corresponding SQL databases and understands the SharePoint Farm structure. That is nothing but respective content databases and its corresponding items. While we name this production group, I have selected short-term production on disk and long-term production in Azure. As most of the recoveries happen for data which is less than 5 days old, I am selecting a retention range of 5 days on disk and ensuring that the backup happens during non-production hours, that is 8 p.m. every day. For every production group, DPM allocates disk space to store and manage replicas. Let's now select the replica creation method. DPM provides capability to create replica at a reference point to ensure network traffic is not consumed during production hours. I am selecting replica to be created now over the network. Data integrity is an integral part of any backup. That is because backup does not serve its purpose if during recovery it is found that the data is inconsistent. DPM ensures data integrity by performing consistency checks on the replica. There are two options that a user can choose. One can go ahead and define a schedule for running consistency check, or allow DPM to run consistency checks automatically on the replica whenever it becomes inconsistent. Let us now select SharePoint Farm as the data source for online production. DPM provides a lot of flexibility for defining backup schedule for production to Azure. For this demo, I'm selecting a daily backup schedule. DPM provides the capability of having a grandfather-father-son retention scheme. That is, different retention policy can be chosen for different backup points. For this demo, I'm going ahead with default retention policy for daily, weekly, monthly and yearly backup points. For an initial reference point, a replica needs to be created in Azure. This is very much similar to disk replicas. I'm selecting replica creation over the network now. All the steps for protecting SharePoint farm on disk as well as in Azure are now completed. Let us go ahead and create the protection group. Similar to SharePoint, DPM provides consistent and similar user experience for any other supported Microsoft workloads. As you can see, we have successfully completed DPM protection of SharePoint farm on disk as well as in Azure. Thank you very much for watching this demo.